Is discipline and meditation the only way to increase consciousness and the state of realizing oneness? Considering Eckhart Tolle, for example.
Yes, this is very important. Discipline and meditation. First, we have to discipline our mind. We can discipline many things. We can discipline even our pet animals. They listen very good. When we say sit down, they sit down. But the only thing is, we don't command our mind. And mind is the driver of this vehicle, physical vehicle. So the mind has to be sublime, thoughts has to be sublime in that, because mind is only the bundle of thoughts. So once there is discipline in the mind, which is very much connected to the food habits, the sattvic food habits, fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, milk products, milk. So the food habits are very important to discipline the physical body and the mind. When the body is eating sattvic food, vegetarian food, without chemical food, then mind is always in balance. Then the thoughts also in balance. Once it is balanced, it is in discipline. There is much ignorance in the world. Some people think if we eat meat and other things, fish products, meat products, then we are very strong and healthy. It is pure ignorance. Elephant, very strong. Horse, also strong. So, people eating meat, have to understand very clearly that eating meat brings more lust inside, because animals have only two things to do. They eat when they are hungry, and they produce children. So it's pure with the earth energy connection. So what happens when we use the meat and the meat products? we get more connected with the earth energy. It's a part of the process. More earth energy connection takes long time for transformation, transformation for the spiritual connections. Transformation is going on all the time, meditation is going on all the time. But eating meat and meat products and other thing produces lust. Then we go away from the love. We don't know the nature of love, the purity, the soul. We go in astray, chasing each other for the sexual desires. So these sexual desires has no end. We get burnt ourselves in these sexual desires and sexual practices. So the basic thing and very important thing is to stop eating all these non-vegetarian things, which brings tamasic and rajasic behavior inside, and we lose the discipline. Discipline in the mind. So the discipline in the mind is very important and the first thing. We have to discipline our mind first with the food habits. Once the food habits are sattvic, brings pure consciousness, and then practice mantras, because the mantras have the charge words. They have the sound, they have the sound currents in that. Once we do that, the meditation which is going on all the time when we were in the warmth of in the mother warmth, the meditation was going on. Who protected us? Head was down, legs were up. Few months inside, up and down, the Naam, the name of the Lord God, was protecting, was giving the strength. There was also same in the same time there was meditation going on. So meditation is going on all the time. Only we have to reactivate. Because when we come out in this physical world, we see everything. Although it's a karma journey, but what happens? The clouds of duality takes place. Entanglements with different things. Whatever the university one can do, whatever the knowledge one can gain, if it is connected with the ego, then all is in vain. Everything is useless. So first the discipline, second the meditation. Once we discipline the mind, body works very smoothly in a very balanced way. And by meditation, the karmas in the subconscious, which is from many, many lives, they get burnt. And once the old karmas get burnt, then one sees everything with intuition, with the third eye, not with the mind. One sees everything with the heart. So, the ultimate journey of individual, ultimate destination of individual is discipline and meditation. Discipline and meditation will increase the consciousness, divine consciousness. And once this divine consciousness is realized, that we are one soul, and inside we all are one, and the sole purpose of everybody is to be one soul, when this is realized, the state of oneness then the society will be different. Then the society will serve each other. Then individual will serve each other. Not to have everything for oneself, but to help where is suffering. To work with humility, to work with compassion, all these things will start flowing only when the discipline and meditation, mind is disciplined and meditation is there, the synchronization of both will bring the society in a very good shape. Thank you very much.